Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to Falling and Flying with Felicia. This is the podcast that gives you the tools to pick yourself up when you're falling, prevent you from falling, and help you to sustain the fly. Y'all, welcome back. If you're new, hello, hello, hello. The response to last week's episode, it has just been so amazing. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for your feedback. If you're new, check out last week's episode, episode 10. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Changes everything, y'all. All right. This week, I'm excited. I'm excited because I know this topic is going to hit home for quite a lot of y'all. And I really hope it helps you the way all the things I'm going to tell you about help me. This week's no to grow is overcoming lack of support. Yeah. We going to talk about it today. Overcoming lack of support. This is critical on your journey. Y'all know last week I said probably a million times, I know this journey isn't easy. I said it a lot because I know it's not easy. If you are trying to level up, grow, strive for success, accomplish goals, go after those goals and dreams, it's not easy and you cannot do it alone. I don't care who you are, how much you say, I don't need anyone. No, you cannot do it alone. For me, I've had times when I've been like, yes, I feel the support, I feel the love, the community, and it gives me great energy, and I'm like, yeah. Then I've also had times where I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm around here supporting people, and people aren't supporting me, and whoop-de-whoop-whoop, and I'm just big mad about it, and it negatively affects you. When you feel that you do not have support, it really messes with your spirit, your vibes. It can tarnish your motivation. It can make you start to question what you're doing. And if the lack of support means that maybe you shouldn't be doing what you're doing and pursuing the things you want to do, it can just really mess with you. So before we start to get in our feelings about lack of support and I tell you guys how to overcome lack of support, let's look at some things and analyze and see where we are first, okay? Number one, are you being open and vulnerable? Are you being open and vulnerable? You all know that I talk about that quite a lot, my journey and it taking a while for me to be open and vulnerable with my family and my friends, and how transformative it was for me when I was finally able to be transparent and just really go there with them. Are you doing that? Here's the thing. If you are willing to do that, willing to be open and vulnerable with the people around you, the people you want to be your support system, that means that you're really sharing. Hey, I have this idea to start a business. I have this idea to start a business because work, I'm tired of working for everyone else and building for people. This is my dream. This is what I want to do. And just really expressing how you feel about whatever move you're about to make. Or when it comes to wanting to have support, just saying to your friends, because listen, support looks different for all of us, right? Support means something, and we'll get to that later. But just saying to your friends, like, you could be like, wow, I have to really tell you that I am really in a bad place when it comes to my job and I don't know what to do right now. Or I've I've started this business and I actually don't like what I'm doing, I think I'm gonna pivot and do something else. And let me tell you why. Y'all know I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. Self-awareness is everything, especially in this. How can you be open and vulnerable if you don't even know yourself, what you need, how you feel? You have to first acknowledge that within yourself. All right, I need support. And this is how I want it to look like. I'm afraid. I need emotional support. I need an accountability partner. I need someone to motivate me. You have to acknowledge these things yourself. And then, are you being open and vulnerable and asking these things? The support system that you're building, do they know you're afraid of the next step? Do they know you need motivation and people to check in or people to do whatever it is that you feel will help you on this journey? Are you being transparent? Okay? So that's number one. Number two, are you clear about what support looks like to you and for you? Are you telling your support system, your loved ones, the people that you want to support you the most, are you telling them how to support you? Like I said before, support looks different for everyone. The way we show support is like different communication styles. Everyone has a different way of doing it. This is why you have to be very specific about how you need support. For you, if you're like, listen, I am starting this business. I need you to support me by giving me encouragement every week. If possible, please send me encouragement every week possible. This is how I need you to support me. Or, I mean, you could be like, listen, give your girl $10 on this venture. Purchase something for me. Give me feedback. Like, be very specific about your support. Before we get in our feelings about lack of support, are you very clear? Very specific about how you want to be supported. I'm pretty sure the answer to that would be no for quite a lot of us. We want people to support us in the way that we support them. Prime example, for me, I'm super support. I support everyone. You got an event going on. I don't even live in Texas anymore. I'm on the other side of the world. I will donate to your event. I will promote it on social media. I'll tell my friends about your event. I just believe in supporting people full throttle. That's just how I am. I would like to get that same thing in return. However, not everyone in my life will be like that. So I have to be super specific about how I want support and what I want it to look like. Are you clear? Are you clear? So if you answered yes to number one, yes, I'm open and vulnerable, and then you answer yes to number two, yes, I've been very clear about how I want people to support me. Okay, let's move on to number three. Can you compartmentalize? And this is what I mean. Not everyone will be everything for you. The people in your life, the support systems, the people that you love the most, support the most, you want to be there for you. And y'all, again, I recognize that there are some people that are like, hey, Felicia, my issue is I don't even have a single person in my life that I feel can actually support me. I need to figure out how to overcome lack of support here, like, because I don't have anyone. Okay, I'm going to get to that. I promise you, I will. Because it's not that you don't have anyone. Trust me. For you, the people that are listening that do feel like they have people that could be support systems, this is for you. Like I said, not everyone will be everything for you. When you think about your support system people, what should we call them? Support system agents? Supporters? I mean, that's really cliche. That's not the word I was looking for. I was really looking for something cool. Anyway, those people in your life, decide how you want to move forward with them. Think about this. If let's say, you know, you have a friend. Let's give a fake name. I'm so bad at this. Why can't I come up with a fake name? Amber. Okay, so let's say you have Amber. Amber is emotionally there for you anytime you're going through relationship problems. Amber is there if you need someone to babysit your kids. Amber is there if you need to borrow some money. However, whenever you talk about your business, whenever you talk about career stuff, Amber ain't really about that life. Amber is like listening, but kind of not. Amber doesn't really give feedback. Amber doesn't really engage in dialogue about your goals and your dreams and the things that you see for yourself. Are you hurt by this? Sure. I'm pretty sure you are, because this is important to you. This is everything to you. How is it that Amber can't see that? However, is this worth you losing all the other things that Amber, or not other things, but like all the other areas in life that Amber does support you? The hurt that you feel because Amber doesn't know how to support you properly when it comes to career, business, but Amber does support you in other areas of life. Is that enough for you? Is that okay for you? Can you say, you know what? I know I can talk to Amber about all these other things, but when it comes to my goals and dreams and my career stuff, I ain't saying jack bleep to Amber. I ain't saying anything to Amber. And you can genuinely move on from that. Some people cannot. And there's no judgment here. No judgment at all. With the people that you deem to be your support system, can you do this? Can you compartmentalize and say, you know what? Okay, maybe you don't support me in this area, but you're always there for me in the other area. So I'm okay with that. I can move on. Can you do that? If there are underlying feelings of hurt and you can't do that, that is so okay. And that is your prerogative. I just want us to look at these three things before we're like, nope, they don't support me. They don't support me. Okay. You've looked at the three things. You've said, hey, Felicia, I am open and vulnerable. I am. And you know what, Felicia? I've been very, very clear about what this looks like to me, what support looks like for me. I've been so specific and clear, and I'm still not getting that from the people in my life. And you know what, Felicia? Guess what? I'm realizing that these people that I'm talking about, it's not just one area in life that they don't support me with. I'm noticing that I just don't have support from them at all. Or I'm just so hurt, I can't even move on because I support this person in every area of life. I deserve the same in return. So I can't move on from that. I am hurt. That hurt is something else. I've been there before. I mean, even just going back to being open and vulnerable, putting yourself out there and really telling people how you feel and why their support means the world to you, or needing just people to be in your corner and then not having it or feeling like you don't have it. Yeah, I know. It sucks. It sucks. Especially when you've done all these other things. When you've been open and vulnerable and you have been clear about what you need and you still don't get it. That hurt is something else. But have no fear. Falling and Flying with Felicia is here. And we are going to talk about overcoming lack of support. Overcoming that hurt when you feel like you don't have anyone supporting you. All right, y'all. Oh, I'm trying not to get emotional. I just know for so many people how just heartbreaking it is when you put yourself out there and you don't have people in your corner, or you feel like you don't have people in your corner. Let me say that. I know that. But I also know for me how much of an impact support has made in my life. And just like knowing I wouldn't be where I am right now without support is so important, especially on these journeys that we're on, y'all. And on this podcast, we talk about careers and goals and dreams. That's what we talk about the most. But I know all other areas of life, you know, everything has to align and you have to feel whole and okay with you to move forward with your goals and dreams. So if you don't feel you have support, and if you got 50 friends that are here for you going to medical school or here for you starting that boutique and stuff, but they don't support you in other areas of life, then that still feels like you don't have support. I'm just saying, like, support is everything, and half-ass support don't do a damn thing. I know. All right. Okay, let's get to overcoming lack of support and overcoming that hurt. Number one, focus on the people that are supporting you. Before you say, Felicia, but I don't see anyone. There are always people in your life. You're not paying attention to them. There are always people that are supporting you. Always. You have to put your energy on that. All right, so let's say this. You post about your nutrition blog all the time, right? And every time, y'all know, if you have a business, if you have anything that you're doing when it comes to your career, a lot of times when you post on social media, your friends, they'll maybe like it every now and then. Oh, you post this selfie though, bam, 5,233 likes. You posting about your nutrition blog, 5 likes. And that's just how social media is. Sometimes I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I get in my feelings about it. I'm not even going to lie. But with these steps, I have been able to, you know, overcome that. Anyway, those 5 people that are actually liking your stuff all the time, the people that engage, the people that randomly ask you, hey, how's it going? Even if you don't think that y'all are super close, the people that are always around asking you questions about nutrition or whatever it is that you're doing, those are the people that are supporting you. You have to put your energy on who's around, who is engaged, who is there, and not on who is not there. When you focus so much on who's not there, you're missing the beauty in the people that are always there. They're there, but you don't see them because you're so busy looking up around. Hey, I don't see this person. But like, hello, there are 5 solid people there that are always supporting you. You gotta focus on who's there. That helps you overcome the hurt because you realize you are not alone. Sure, you don't have all the people that you thought supporting you. You don't have them there supporting you. The way you supported them, they're not there for you. Yes, that does hurt. But you do have some people there. And if you see those people there, when you start to feel that hurt, that extreme hurt, that hurt that's just like, I'm so alone, what's going on? When you focus on the people that are there, they can help to uplift you. They can help to make you feel like, you know what, but I'm not alone. Okay? They are there. I promise you, they are there. Even if it's not people on your timeline per se, because we're talking about social media, yes, we live in a social media world. But even if they're not people on your timeline, or just people in your life, I told y'all before, go join a group. Go join a group of your interests. You are into nutrition, there's a nutrition group on social media somewhere for you. There's a nutrition association. There's a nutrition meet and greet. I am in a bunch of different podcast groups, and oh my God, the support there, the love there, just the it's been so great for me. You're never not going to have someone supporting you. You may have to work hard to find that person. Someone will support you. Focus on that, y'all. And that will help you so much. Number one. Number two, when you focus on those people supporting you, build community with them. Engage with them. Build community with them. Building community with people that genuinely support you, like genuinely support you. Family and friends will support you on the strength of you being their person, their loved one. When other people support you on what you do, on your craft, they love your blog, they are just excited about the possibility of you being a chef, so they want to follow your journey. Whatever it is that you have going on, when they're tuned in, that's hella dope. They're not doing it because they love you out of love and loyalty to you. They're doing it because they're genuinely interested. You want to build a community with those people. I'll tell you, so I've done so many different projects and just many different things. And when I had my nonprofit, I had this kickoff event. I had about 100 people that said they were going to show up. Now I say, okay, I know 100 people won't show up. Maybe 60 will. Maybe even if it's 50, I'll still be prepared for that. Y'all, the event came around and maybe 20, 25 people showed up. And of those 20 to 25 people, 10 people were family members. The other 5 people were like ride or die best friends. And then there were about, you know, I can't do math, I don't know what number I'm at now, but about 5 or 6 more people that I didn't know too well, or, you know, I went to school with, and then they showed up. At first, I felt gutted. I felt like, dang, all these people said they were going to show up and they didn't show up. And I've invested all this time and money and energy into making this a big successful event. I felt some type of way. Then I started to realize the quality of people there, the engagement. And I said, no, these are my people. There were connections that I made that day that I said, okay, I'm going to build community with these people. And to this day, some of those people that I, you know, maybe just went to school with, didn't really know that well, we have made genuine connections and we really support each other. That's my community. Same thing. I had a group online, just a women encouragement to support women, positivity and everything. And there were a couple people that always liked and commented and engaged in everything. And I was like, this is amazing. I built community with them. It's all about finding your people. When you see your people, engage with them. Lock in with them. They're your audience. They're the people that whatever it is that you are doing, your art, your mission, if it's that, if it's like career related, business related, they're your target audience. They're the people that you need to be worried about anyway. Just build with them, y'all. I don't want it to seem like I'm saying that you only have to go on social media to find community. It's 2020. Most people are on social media. But if you're listening and you're like, Felicia, girl, I don't do social media like that, find a group on in your area, a meetup group, clubs, that's still a thing. Find that. Find the associations and go to conferences in the fields or the careers that you are interested in and network in that way. But you gotta put yourself out there. You have to find the people that are in your interest groups. They'll support you. You will find support in that. Number three, remember, lack of support has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. When you don't feel that you have support, you can start to doubt yourself. Like you can think, why am I not good enough to get support in my endeavors? You can hear the words of people saying, you sure you want to do? Insert unsupportive words here. You want to do this or that? Well, I wouldn't throw away my career just for a little party planning business. Oh, I wouldn't move to the other side of the world. But, you know, do you? I like kind of support you. Really. All of that negativity creeps in, and then you can start to question yourself. Listen, that has nothing to do with you. Stand firm in who you are and what you're doing. That lack of support, that's on them. If you believe in what you're doing, it's your passion, your purpose, your skill, what you're interested in, you don't need everyone around you to agree with you. Would it be great? Absolutely. Do we all want support? For sure. But like I told you, you can find it somewhere else. Forget them. If they don't support you, bye, bye, bye. Forget them. And that helps you to overcome lack of support. Because you start to feel confident in yourself. We have our moments where you'll just kind of be like, dang, no one around me believes that I can become a lawyer. dang, like you'll have that moment. But y'all, when you start to tap into, wait a minute, I am everything. This mission I'm on is everything. I can do this. Let me go to look for law, pre-law associations. Let me look at law groups online. Let me go find my people. Let me go find my support. Nothing else will matter. You'll have the energy. You'll have your group of people, like-minded people on the same journey as you. People that have been on the journey. People interested in the journey. And people that are seasoned. All the advice. I mean, you will find your people. Just remember, y'all, it's them and not you. That will help you so much. Oh, and make sure you communicate with your people, your family, friends, the people in your life, the people you want support from the most. Make sure they know, like, absolutely know when you feel like you don't have support from them. This is what I mean. A lot of times, listen, y'all, we are artists. This is our craft, our love, whatever the hell we're doing. In the words of Erica, we are artists and we are sensitive about our shit. We are. I can be the first to admit that I definitely live in my feelings. I said that. I do. Mm-hmm. As I have mentioned before, you gotta know your people, be open and vulnerable, be specific about what support looks like. Yes, for sure. And some may think, if I've done all that, why do I have to then say, you know what? You're not supporting me and I don't like it. You just need to get confirmation, because here's the thing. You may assume that people aren't supporting you. People don't always report support. As crazy as it sounds, people do not report support. I have so many friends on social media, right? I share my new podcast episode. I share it and then I go about my business. Sometimes I'm randomly scrolling through my story and I'll see a friend screenshot my podcast episode and say, listen to Falling and Flying with Felicia. And they didn't tag me in it. So I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know you did this. I didn't know you posted this. I randomly saw my cousin share something that I posted on social media. I was like, oh my goodness, you don't know what people are doing if you don't ask. You might think they're not supporting you, but they're telling everyone, oh, you're looking for a nail tech? My friend is a nail tech. You're looking for a caterer? My friend has a catering company here. You just don't know. Get confirmation. Communicate before you peace out and be like, okay. I got your number. You don't support me. Make sure you let them know that you do not feel supported. And honestly, I'm pretty sure. Okay, I won't say I'm pretty sure because I don't know your people like that. I know my people. If I say the words, hey, I do not feel supported. I have been open and vulnerable. I've shared so much with you. I have told you how I want to be supported. I've asked you if you can support me in this way, and I still don't have it. I know for a fact that a lot of people in my life will be like, oh my goodness, Felicia, I am so sorry. I am sorry. All right, y'all. So that's how you overcome lack of support. At the end of all of this, I hope you realize it's not that you don't have support. It's just that maybe you haven't been clear. Maybe you have to go back to the drawing board and say, let me go through all of this, because support may exist, but maybe I'm just not seeing it. And y'all, if you're listening to this and you say, Felicia, I have no support, let me tell you, you will never not have support. I'm working on something for us. Falling and flying, we are about to have our own community, our space, where we can encourage and motivate and support one another. So stay tuned for that. Y'all know when it comes to flying, support can be like a cape. And speaking of capes, shout out to my girl, Vaughn, over there at The Antithesis of Superwoman. I love that podcast. Check her out. She is my podcast sister, and the support that I've gotten from her has been amazing. Okay, but back to the episode. But support can just propel you, make you feel like you're just flying as high as can be. Because, like I said, in so many areas of life, we can all benefit from accountability partners, motivation, encouragement, people to bounce ideas off of, people we trust to share our thoughts and our innermost secrets related to career and goals and dreams. That helps so much. Support is everything. I said it and I'll say it again. And you know what? I probably say that for quite a lot of stuff. But support is so important. You do not have support. Right? You do not have, you have support. You always have support, especially with me. That's it, y'all. So, if you have questions, you got feedback, comments, email me at fallingandflyingpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Insta. That's how the cool kids say it. Insta. Follow me on Instagram at Falling and Flying Pod. Rate, subscribe. Let your girl know what's going on. Let me know. How you feeling? How you doing? All right, y'all. Remember, come back next week. We've got a lot of falling and flying to do together. Before my amazing sis, DJ Whitney Taylor Ray, takes us out, I have to say thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all for the support and for the love. And I know I say that each episode, but I mean it. I genuinely mean it. All I want to do is encourage and inspire. And y'all remind me that the things I talk about resonate with you and that I'm able to accomplish this mission. So I thank y'all. Thank you to my family and my friends. I love y'all. Whew! Okay, I'm trying not to get emotional. Y'all know I would not have survived this quarantine and being alone without y'all. And even listening, hearing my ideas about the podcast. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Well, all right, y'all. I'm going to go before I am on this podcast in tears. Okay, without further ado. Wait, did I say do or ado? Without further ado, DJ, international DJ, amazing DJ, Whitney Taylor Ray, my sister. Take us out. See y'all next week.